Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Let's ride. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked. Let's
ride. I ain't stuck in traffic. Ain't the hour a pop hour. It's DJ Nosferatu here with What's in Your Pocket. 8:01 here on Monday morning. There is snow on the ground, folks. I would urge you just to ignore that, put some shorts on, a Hawaiian shirt maybe, and just pretend like everything is absolutely fine. Feeling good this morning. Coming at you live here in the basement of Hunt Union Home, Red Dragon Radio, 90.9 FM. Wony, we just had our alumni weekend. What a success. All kinds of awesome shows, people hanging out, we had karaoke, people doing things downtown, Wony Island, blah, amazing. Really good times. Anyways, we're like in the last month or so of this semester, and then it'll be spring break coming up. Giving some shout out to all those seniors that maybe have that little bit of senior itch. Make sure you stay on target. Get those classes done. Get those grades. Keep them up. Keep them up, kiddos. You want to graduate here with some honors if you can. But we got about a month left, and we're going to start this morning with a little bit of Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass. The Girl from Ipanema. That was the great Patsy Cline with her classic, I Fall to Pieces, which is amazing, amazing song. We started off with the Herb Albert version of The Girl from Ipanema. Anyways, happy Monday. Once again, I don't know, weather-wise, it's a little confusing here. Everything's a little confusing. It is currently 31 degrees, and there's snow on the ground. And it looks like this entire week is going to stay between mid-20s and mid-40s. That is not what I was hoping. But it looks like the next week is starting to get up into the 50s and stuff like that, which is nice. At least the air quality is good. Doesn't look like much snow this week, just rain. Well, hopefully it'll kick it off and we can just keep those galoshes on and then get through the normal rainy season, and the bright sun will come out and warm all of our hearts soon enough. All right, ready for some Zappa? What's new in Baltimore for everybody out there? What is new in Baltimore? Are you drinking Scotch whiskey all night long with Steely Dan? That was Deacon Blues. I hit the record player there because I was in and out of the studio. We got some things going on around here this morning. It's always exciting down here at Wonnie. I skipped the record. So went back about a minute, and we did not need to hear that again. The saxophone. Anyways, happy Monday. It's 8:20. We are rocking here, starting our work week off with some great tunes. Want to hear some Cyndi Lauper? We got some Shebop going on.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah, okay.
Where 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained.
took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da-da-da.
Me and Bobby McGee, Kris Kristofferson here, rocking and rolling on this Monday morning. Like I said, it's been an exciting time down here at the station for multiple reasons. But anyways, we are still kicking it here. Had some Deacon Blues from Asia there by Steely Dan. We had some Shebop by Cyndi Lauper. And we're going to start this next block off here with some Chuck Berry, Memphis, Tennessee.
Nation, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party. Try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on
nation more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye with hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
We're just checking out some Johnny Pineapple, Pretty Little Mermaid, South of the Sea. We love some good Johnny Pineapple. Anyways, before that, we had Memphis, Tennessee, Chuck Berry. One of my favorite Chuck Berry tunes, by the way. Anyways, it is 8:36. Here's the joke of the day, which I have not gotten into yet, but it's a good one. It's a good one. Why did the hairdresser win the race? Why did the hairdresser win the race? Well, we'll find out the thrilling answer to this after a few more tunes. We got, and I'm not quite sure what year this is. I got a live kind of bootleg copy of some live REM shows. Definitely after Document, because there's a bunch of tunes on there from that album. But before Green, so in that must be the Document tour or whatever. But we're going to listen to a live version of I Believe, and I haven't listened to this in a while, so hopefully it's good. Anyways.
Thank you.
That was a long one. That was Glenn Gould with his rendition of Bach's Prelude and Fugue number 8 from the Waltz Book of Fear number 1 or book number 1. Before we had that, a pretty good live version, I believe, REM. It definitely was from that document tour. Joke of the day. So, why did the hairdresser win the race? It's obvious. She knew a shortcut. Once again, I apologize. Happy Polylogies to everybody out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Wony 90.9 FM. I got some Roy Orbison, the man with the golden voice, here for you. Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
Bo, bo, bo,
oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true.
By Bowser, I can hit that note. Anyways, it is my time to leave. We just had some live Sha-na-na with Blue Moon. Before that, we had Blue Bayou. Got a lot of blue things to end the day here. But don't be blue. The weather's going to be better, and the skies are going to be blue itself. So I will see everybody tomorrow for episode 31. This is DJ Nuss from Mark II, What's in Your Pocket from the basement of Hunt Union, home of Rad Dragon Radio, signing off, 90.9 FM, keeping it locked, y'all.
what's up? I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and this is World College Radio Day.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.